family. Good morning to those that are attending our service online as well. We have a message for the season. Next Sabbath will be closer to Christmas, but this season is all about Christmas. So today's message title is Yes, Us. Some of you may be wondering why in the world, what is Yes, Us? You'll be amazed that when I first saw this, I said, that's something that I'd like to share with the church. And so let's continue. First of all, let me talk about this. Evergreen, Ellen G. White said this, let the several churches present God's Christmas trees in every church. And then let them hang therefore their own the fruits of beneficence and gratitude. So in other words, this is an opportunity for someone to, if you want to, put something on the Christmas tree, just come in and put an envelope there with the offering before you leave, and the treasurer will come and collect them. We are in a season of giving, and if somebody feels inclined to do so, please do. Also, this is what Andrew White also said. I entreat you to my brethren and sisters to make this coming Christmas a blessing to yourselves and to others. The reason for the season is for us to be a blessing, not only to receive a blessing, but especially to be a blessing. It is said that most Christmas we emphasize how much am I going to get, what am I going to get, and it becoming a getting thing instead of a giving. Christmas is about giving. It's about not only giving to others, but also giving to God. Now the message. In the beginning. Where do you find this terminology? In the beginning. Those are the first sentence in the Bible. But what it mean in the beginning means, that's how they named the first book of the Bible. It means Genesis. The word Genesis actually is a Greek that decided that when Moses wrote the books, they didn't have any names. And so they decide to name the book. And then they look and look, and then they saw the first sentence, in the beginning. Oh, okay, let's call it Genesis, which means in the beginning. Okay, it's important for you to have this in mind. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Who create everything? Who create everything? Let him hear you. Who create everything? Now, we are sure about that, right?
Yes.
Sometimes we live in a day and age that people are trying to doctrinate our young people. They are telling them, no. God did not create everything. Everything came out of nowhere and just developed into the sophisticated called human beings. No, it didn't happen that way. So, in the beginning was the Word. Notice that it looks like John, when he was about to write his book, he had Genesis in front of him. And his first chapter is like he's trying to talk. He is actually talking about Genesis 1. And so he used the same expression. So this is John, we call it John, the book of John, but we could call also the Genesis number 2, because he started the same way. In the beginning was the Word. Who he was talking about? You see, when you go to Genesis, the Word speaks everything into existence. And so that's what John is talking about. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So who created everything? The Word. The life. The light. Yes, He created everything. Now, I look into some other versions of, especially some other denominations that claim that Jesus Christ is not God. And in their version, it says basically the same thing. And I ask myself, how can they can read something and come up with a totally different conclusion? saying that Jesus Christ is not God. And there are people even among ourselves that call themselves Christians and do not believe that Jesus is God. How can we go through Christmas understanding the purpose of Christmas if we do not understand the central figure of Christmas, which is Christ? It says, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing. And I emphasize, nothing was made. So in other words, he is the creator of everything. So he is Abba. Continue. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now John also addresses this. This is how John addresses. Then the word gave life. And then it continues by saying, to everything, there it goes again, that was created. And his life brought light to everyone. Yes, us. He brought light to everyone. He brought life to everyone. So John here is basically repeating everything that is in Genesis 1. But he is giving us the theological understanding of what was the mission of Christ. What is the purpose? So yes, us. Everyone is us. Now here is the creator again. And this it says, the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness can never extinguish. Never. So I don't know how many of you have seen one little chubby fella with a long beard, white beard, some hat, red hat. What do you call it? Somebody call him Santa Claus. Do you know what Santa means, right? Holy. It's a way to try to replace, let's push the creator out of the picture and put somebody else. I decided in my mind that I'm not going to make this into a negative sermon, okay? We like to make it a positive. Once in a while, some information may come across, but our intent is to make this the best season of the year. So it is. So let's keep it positive. But unfortunately, there are a lot of effort to try to take Christmas out of the hands of Christians and turn it into something else. One person told me, I don't like about Christmas that it's all about buying, shopping. It's so stressful. And I said to this person, it is important for us to understand that when us, go to the store and buy a gift to somebody else, we are not helping one person that is receiving the gift. The person who you're buying from got a job because you're buying. Another person has a job because it produces what you're buying. So when you go to buy something, think that you're helping a multitude of people. So it is good to buy. It is good to give because that's how the economy moves. That's how you'll be able to receive your own salary. And so don't look only into the negative aspect of shopping. Because when we invest, we receive back. A good economy is good to all of us and to all the thousands of our just arriving today on the board. So it's good for everybody. Everybody's coming here because the economy is still working. And so let's do our part also to invest in the country that we love. All right? And that's all on the spirit of Christmas. Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, he didn't say, I was. He said, I am. So Jesus clearly, and I use just John to prove clearly, Jesus is God. Jesus is Abba. Now, let's talk about the promise that was made to us. For unto us, a child is born. Who is us? Me and you. Now, why do you have this is probably this for children, by the way. Why do you have a you and then an s after you? Why you and s becomes us? Is because the s is the plural of you. More than one you becomes us. It's a simplistic thing, but I want you to, every time you look to the word us, that says it's not about me. There's no me in us. There is you and another you, and that's how we become us. So yes, it's all about us. We are everyone. We are the ones that Jesus Christ came to give eternal life. And so he says, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful. Why was he called Wonderful? Because he's the one who is going to perform miracles. He's going to make people be wondering about, what is this all about? He's the one who is going to reveal the Father. So he's a Wonderful. And then another name, Counselor. What is Counselor? He was called the teacher, the master, the rabbi. This is what his mission was. And so he's Wonderful. He's a Counselor. He's also Mighty. He told the sea, stop, the wind to stop, and it did. He told the blind to see, and he performed that miracle. He told the dead to get up and walk. Yes, and today he's telling you and I that he is powerful. No matter what need you have, and the Kisaka family, let Sister Diana know and the whole family know that he is mighty. He is mighty. And he is God. By the way, in the New World Translation of the Jehovah Witness, it says just like that. I had one family, I told you this story before, but I'm going to repeat just in sake of some of you did not hear before. I have this Jehovah's Witness family walk in a neighborhood and knock at the door. And I know more or less my neighbors, so I noticed that they closed the door and they didn't want to give any sign that somebody was inside. And outside is hot, and there was this little kid, almost the same size as the Miguel here, with a suit and a tie, and it was so hot outside, and they could see the poor little fellow sweating, and they walk door by door. And so when he was about to hit my door, because we had those little things, so we, welcome in the name of Jehovah. They almost had a heart attack. I told them, welcome in the name of Jehovah. And I mean it. I mean it because there was air conditioning inside, and I knew that at least for a few seconds I could give these people, probably they could have a heat stroke or something. So at least I was giving them so they came in. Oh, they walked in, and immediately the man asked me this question. Are you a Christian? I said, yes, by the grace of God I am. He says, what religion? And I told him, if I tell you, then you're going to tell me what is wrong with my religion. I'd rather know what is right with yours. Tell me what is good about yours. Don't worry about mine. Oh, no. Okay. And he went, and it's amazing when you do not interrupt people, how quickly they run out of material. No matter how much memorized they. So he ran out. And then he asked me again, oh, by the way, sorry to ask you, but do you believe in Christ? He asked me. I said, yes. Oh, do you know? And then they start telling why Christ, why we are wrong, that Christ is not really God. And I said, may I ask you to read for me a verse on your Bible? Because they do not allow you to read your Bible to them. So I ask, would you read in your Bible a verse for me, please? And I ask him to open Isaiah 9, verse 6. And he opened. And I don't think he knew what Isaiah 9 verse 6 was, because it was not during Christmas, so I don't think he knew. And he started reading, and he went, and he said, "Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God." He closed his Bible and says, "We gotta go." And I said, "Why? It's your Bible. We gotta go." I says, "Would you at least have a prayer before you leave?" "No, we cannot pray for those that do not believe like us." And they left. This has been my memory. Every single season, Christmas season, I think about that family. I hope that they have found out that Jesus is more than just a wonderful counselor. I hope that you have found out that he is mighty, he is God. And this is the part that many people do not understand. He is everlasting, and he is a father. Now count them. Seven titles, a perfect Savior. Yes, I know that some of you may say, "Oh, but I count them as mighty God is one." It's because, you see, in Hebrew, also in Greek, there's no commas. This is translation has put. That's why I went one by one with you. Wonderful. One counselor. Three mighty. Four God. Everlasting. Five. Father. Six. And Prince of Peace. The one who brings Christmas. The one who brings peace to all of us. Yes, us. Isaiah 9 verse 6, New King James Version. Now, brothers and sisters, it says that it was for unto us. Yes, us. Now, I was looking in many languages, more than 100 languages, to see what they call Jesus. You know that we call Jesus, but Jesus is a Greek version that became Latin, and then Latin comes to English, and there are so many changes. But in Indonesia, that's exactly the way they spell Jesus. Some call Yesu in Swahili, right? And many other languages, in all the countries that have Arabic influence, they call Isa or Iso. And some is Yesu. The Y actually is the I, depending from language to language, that's it's used. Yesu Christos is the name, the Yahshua Messiah. Christos was not his name, was the title for a Messiah. So when I saw this, I says, yes, there is yes and us together to make Jesus. So Jesus is all about us. Yes, brothers and sisters. His entire existence is because of us. Amen. That's what it is, the message that I would like for you to take home today. He has seen the glory of the God in us, revealed in us, taking our own humanity. Yes, he became Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God with us, in us, for us, through us, always, yes, us. The whole message is about us. Is God saying, let us make humans according to us. And now he says, I have to go so that they become one with us. Yes, the message is about Jesus, yes, us. Yes, Jesus Christos is a name derived from the Hebrew name Yahshua. And if you see Yahshua, instead of just translating, they carry some of the sound and they made it into Jesus that we have today, which means Yahweh saves. Yahweh is the Savior. Some of you here How many of you here has your first name start with a J? Anybody? Jet. And we have a Yosef. Well, Brother Joel, right back there, Yosef. That's it, the way they say his name, Yosef. They put I, but actually it's supposed to be with a Y, Yosef. It comes from Yahweh. James is Jacobo. It comes with a Y also, means God protects. So each name that has the J is biblical. It means Jehovah or Yahweh. That's what it means. And so Yesu is just like, yes, God with us. Yahweh is with us to provide us the salvation that we need. Let me go slowly because it's so beautiful. I put a lot of time for this to go slowly. So let's see if it comes. Yes, it says here, seeing the glory of God in us, it is a biblical message. It's the message that we want you to carry throughout this season. For God so loved us, allow me the liberty to instead in the world to put us. For God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son so that as we choose to believe in him, we should not perish, but have everlasting life. Brothers and sisters, the wages of sin is death. But the gift, the Christmas gift of God is eternal life. It is up to us to choose that to receive in Christ. It is important that this season you not only accept Christ, but allow Christ to live in you. It is a gift that God is giving to us during this season, in all the seasons. Now, here's a step going up to meet Jesus Christ. Yes, us, we have few steps to take. And there at the top, Jesus is waiting for us. He's anxious. He said, I am the way. So he's providing us the road towards eternal life. I hope that all of you accept the message that Jesus is all about us. So God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I chose to believe. I chose to be part of the us in Jesus. I hope that you do the same. Don't let this Christmas go by and become just another season, because Christmas should be every Sabbath. Amen. Every Sabbath should be a moment for us to give gifts, receive gifts, and have the spirit of Christmas. Have a very blessed Christmas, everyone. May God bless you and provide you the certainty of eternal life. God bless. Amen. All come, all ye faithful.